Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all and welcome to Prophecy Night. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all. It's been a long time since I've been on. I think since Friday, January 22nd. So I thank God that I'm back here tonight. It's good to see you all in the switchboard. Area code 916. You will be my first caller. Hello to everyone. Hello to those that will retrieve this broadcast in the archives. Hello even to those that are listening via internet. The number to call into the show to receive your prophecy is area code 347-884-9664. Also, Monday, here on Prophecy Night, February 15th, we will have missionary John Ennis that will bless all the women, and he will be talking to us in regards to, are they kings in the kingdom? Are they kings in the kingdom? And I know it's going to be very awesome, and I know he's going to have a great word for all of us. Also beginning the first Wednesday in March here on Prophecy Night, the first Wednesday starting in March of this year is going to be Relationship Night, where we strictly only are going to prophesy and we are going to talk about relationships. I thank God for that. And also my last announcement before I get to the switchboard, in the month of April only, every Friday, we will have a company of prophets that will speak the word of the Lord into your life regarding you who calls into the show. So I just want to get those announcements out the way. I'm going to open up the phone line to area code 916. It's not necessary you give your name or your location. Just let me know how I can be a blessing in your life. Tell me, ask me, what is it exactly you need to know? These prophecies, these words are from God concerning your life and or ministry, and I want to be a blessing to get you where you need to be at, period. So without further ado, God bless you, every code 916, and thank you for holding.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Thank you so kindly. How can I be a blessing to you tonight?
Thank you. My name is Wendy. I'm from Sacramento, California. And
okay.
I left my job of 15 years on January 3rd, 2014.
Wrongfully.
And I've had a few temp jobs, but they ended abruptly. And I finally got a job at a large bank with the initial WF in June of this year. And things weren't going that great. And then I had a medical emergency with my ring finger on my right hand. I had a tumor, and it was removed, thank God, no cancer. And then it had to be reconstructed with an arterial skin graft flap from my upper arm. And I'm on medical leave right now from the bank that has initials WF, and I don't feel like that's the right place for me. I think that they'll probably dismiss me after I go back. However, I've worked in the vision insurance industry for 15 years, and a major medical insurance company, first name is K-A-I-S-E-R, in Northern California, the recruiter finally contacted me in October, but then I was going through my medical emergency. And I contacted him again, and I think he's impressed with my years of experience, but he doesn't have anything right now, but he said we could reconnect when there is. I did tell him I had surgery, so I hope that he still is interested. So I'd love to work at that company, and I'm hoping to rent an apartment with my sister in May.
Well, let me say this to you, and I'm only interrupting for one reason. I know what it is exactly you need to know. But before I discuss that with you, I want to say this. The very, 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 very first thing that God showed me is a constant relocation with you. And that very well can be the job that you have been talking about, you've been hired, and for whatever particular reason, excuse me, whether it was your illness or whether it was something within the corporation which required you to have to leave, or whatever it is, there's always a constant relocation with you. I see you relocating again. Again, that can be living condition, and that can also be employment. So with you personally, right now in this season, there is nothing steady with you. But do not take that to heart. I know financially you need a steady employment to survive. But I would consider you a trailblazer, someone who is constantly moving. One thing that I want you to learn in this season is to begin to learn your surroundings. Understand why you are there. Because everywhere you go is a reason, is a purpose, and it's a plan. And I want you to seek that in this season. It's further employment this year for you, whether it's the job you want, or whether there's a different location in which God will send you, I want you to understand that for now, for this season and this year, it's not for you to be steady. You will be constantly moving around. Your injuries, whether it's to the ring finger, whatever mental injuries you have, is all linked up to what God is trying to do in your life, what he's trying to show you, and what he's trying to make you understand. The next employment, you will need a journal book, and you're going to have to begin to write down what happens in this appointment, who you come in contact with, or what good help you have been, whatever it is, I want you to start writing it down so you can look back on it and begin to understand who you are and what God is doing. Are you there, Carly?
Yes, I'm. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And that's
Thank
what
you.
God is telling me. That's what God is telling me to tell you.
Well, I'm very hopeful to have that the next employment I get, that they'll keep me for several years, at least 4 to 5 years.
But you're not listening. That you're not listening. In this season, meaning this year of 2016, there is nothing prophetically that God is showing me where you're going to stay anywhere. Whether it's 6 months, you're going to leave. Whether it's 6 years, you're going to leave. Whether it's 16 days, you're going to leave. There's nothing steady, because what he's doing in your life requires you to move around. I also see the number 8. And the number 8 is definitely considered the number of a beginning start, new beginnings. God is doing something. So don't be focused on how long you stay, how long they keep you, who's going to hire you. But you have to write down what is happening so you can understand your life. Not employment, not living condition. You need to understand what is happening to you. And that's
okay.
God's word to you, okay?
Thank you.
And you're welcome, and thank you for calling into the show. God bless you all, and I thank you all for being patient. God bless area code 916. I just want to say, before I open up the lines to area code 702, I'm recommending that when I open the phone lines, I want every caller to listen to your prophecy, because your prophecy is going to be your life, going to be your destination. It's going to be what God is doing. The whole purpose for this program is to help you in life and or ministry. So listen very closely. Even if it's not what you want to hear, you need to understand the prophecy. Because if you don't understand the prophecy, you won't know when the prophecy will happen, when it will come, and what God is doing. God bless you this evening, area code 702. Thank you for holding on the line.
Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Craig, and I'm calling out of Indianapolis. I just moved here back in November and for a job, and I'm already applying for 2 promotions. And I told my boss today that I already went through the first process in these 2 places, and they more than likely would be giving her a call. And she didn't receive the news too well because she really likes me. And I just want to know, you know, how does God see that work out for me?
Well, first of all, let me laugh. And I'll explain the laughing into the listeners. I'll explain the laughing so you all will understand. You are that type of person with that type of spirit that everybody enjoys to be around. You are a jack of all trades. You know how to get the job done. And when you do it well. But unfortunately, as you say, you have to follow what God has for you. I see 2 things happening here. I see a setup for ministry. I don't know how that is linked to the employment or whom you're employed with, but I also see that link up with ministry. Your heart is in employment, but God's assignment for your life is also ministry. This is the year that God will begin to speak to you, not just concerning your employment, not concerning the promotion, because God has a greater promotion for you. They can promote you to president on any of these jobs, but God has a greater promotion for you. So I don't want you to fall asleep in these promotions, but I want you to prepare yourself for God's promotion that he's getting ready to fix up with you regarding ministry. Now, I see you going back. Well, let me give you the space. I see you connected to Chicago. Is there anything that is to come in Chicago that you're aware of?
There's nothing open in Chicago as of right now that I've been seeking, but that's one of the places that I've always wanted to go.
Ah, okay. Now, God could be moving you in that area. I'm not sure, but I'm just letting you know that God could be moving you in that area for ministry and employment. And let me explain to you why I say I'm not sure. Because God is moving so quickly in your life, not just employment, but you're going to see, I see 7 open doors for you in this season. And one of the doors, the light is so bright, I couldn't even tell you what season of open door that is. But we both know greater the light, greater to what God has in store for you in regards to this open door that I'm seeing right now. So that's going to be the word of the Lord to you tonight. Your decision-making of employment and higher position, well, let's just use the word promotion, is going to depend on where God wants you at. That's going to connect you to ministry, and that's also going to connect you to Chicago. And I see another brother. There's another brother that's connected to you, and if it's fair to say, I'm just going to call him a musician. Do you know who that is, sir?
I know several musicians.
Well, how can I relate it? I think you guys may say my buddy, a close buddy.
Okay.
Okay. I see you linking up with him, too. You know, okay, I put it to you this way. His music is his life. His music is, as a matter of fact, he's a keyboard player. And not in a bad way, he's nasty with his music. He plays for the glory. He loves what he does. You there, caller? Okay. And now that's the word of the Lord over concerning your life. You know, I'm excited for you, what God is going to be doing, and I want you to be blessed. And I want you to write down these things, and do not forget what God has spoken to you on this hour. Okay?
Thank you.
God bless you, and thank you for calling into the show.
Uh-huh.
God bless. And what a wonderful, 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 wonderful spirit. I thank God for him. I'm going to open up the phone lines to area code 212 on this hour. God bless you, area code 212.
Hello.
Yes, God bless you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. It's been a long time. How you been?
I've been good. Yeah, I just wonder, like, if you see anything, what God's doing in my life this year.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Let me first say to you what has happened since I last spoke with you.
Nothing's really happened.
Do you understand what you mean by that? Meaning that whatever we discussed, has there been any results? Have you seen anything what God has been doing?
I mean, not that I can tell.
Yeah. Do you understand why?
I mean, I'm not really sure.
That's the problem. And I want to help you tonight, and I don't want you in any way to feel any way. But let me just explain this to you,
mm-hmm.
and this is all for those that are listening. See, we can always go to God, and I'm saying God because it's not me, it's not my words, it's his mm-hmm. voice that speaks to me. We can always go to him and ask. He's only going to give according to what he knows that we need
mm-hmm.
in that particular time, in that particular season.
Okay.
And what is happening with your spirit is that you are taking the prophecies, but as you get them, you are releasing them. And that's not the correct thing to do. When the prophet of God gives you the word of God, I want you to take that word and first begin to ask God to help you understand that word.
Okay.
And once God begins to work with you and understanding that word, I want you to begin to start praying and believing by faith. Because what you're really doing, everything that I have talked to you from Sunday, October 25th of 2015, you have released it. And when you release that prophecy before time, you can also cause that word to hit ground. And that's not God's intention, nor is that God's word over your life. Now, that's going to be your prophecy tonight, because God always lets me know what has been spoken prior, so that way I can be of a help to those who are calling into the show. So as a prophet of God, I'm not going to keep laying the word of God on you if you're taking it and you're releasing it and it's falling out your hands. Because that is one reason that can cause a prophecy to not come to pass, how the receiver received that word. So that's going to be your prophecy tonight, and that's going to be the word of the Lord over your life tonight as well. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you, and thank you for calling into the show as well. God bless you, area code 404. How can I be a blessing to you tonight?
Hi, I was just calling just to get prayer and just a message from the Lord.
Okay, now, is that two things? Are you asking for prayer? And are you also asking for the word of the Lord?
Just like a message from the Lord.
Okay, well, listen, I need you to be honest with me because I need to know what is happening with this relationship. I need you to talk to me so I can be greater help with you.
Oh, I was just praying that I make it through just my job and find out my purpose.
Okay, well, let's start with purpose in life. How was your relationship with the Lord?
It was much. I'm not gonna say it's the best how it used to be, but it's pretty good.
Okay. Well, I like the way you say it. I'm gonna smile. You say that it's pretty good. Well, the reason why I brought that up, my beloved daughter, is because the greater relationship we have with God is the greater understanding that we're going to begin to understand what God has for us as far as life is concerned. We all have a purpose. Like I told my beloved sister, my first caller, area code 916, you know, God has a purpose and a plan for all of us. And the greater of the relationship that we are with God is the greater we begin to know who he is in our life and what he's doing in our life. As far as employment is concerned, I'm going to be very honest with you. You're very young. You will see a lot of jobs before you even hit 40. You will see a lot of jobs. What I would like for you to do with these employments, use it as an advantage to greater educate yourself as far as employment is concerned. For instance, if you're a bank teller, begin to learn and really study that task, because all of these things are going to play a part later down in life to come. And you're going to say, I talked to this woman on the phone, and she told me this, and she was very serious about what she was saying. So I want to tell you that. Do not take it to heart. Just take that and know that God is with you and know that he has not left you, nor has he forsake you. And that's the word of the Lord for you on this evening, okay?
All right, thank you.
And God bless you, and thank you for calling into the show. I'm going to open up the phone lines to area code 904. God bless you on this evening, area code 904.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just calling in to listen on today. You can take some other callers because, you know, I listen to you almost every week.
Well, that's okay. Well, you know what? If the prophet opened up the line for you, that means that the prophet has a word for you. I remember speaking to you before.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't tell you when, but I spoke to you before. And I tell you, I'm kind of smiling over here because I'm going to tell you what God just showed me. And I don't know if we spoke about it, but I just seen, okay, wait a minute. I better see how I say this. I just seen a settlement cleared. Are you there, caller?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes. A settlement
just,
in what area?
We on the radio, so I'm trying to protect your privacy. So I want you to listen real clear again. I just seen a settlement in your life just cleared in your favor. Now, let me explain that. The word settlement can be from A to Z, but you know what settlement you've been waiting on, and I see that it's clear in your favor. And that's the word of the Lord for you, 904.
Okay.
And I'm writing it down. Okay? We didn't talk about this before. I know we didn't. But I see a settlement clear for you, and I thank you for your obedience and listening to the show. But that's what I had to release to you tonight, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and God
thank
bless
you
again. You're welcome. Okay, area code 904. I'm for the last, let me see. Okay, God say take 90. Oh, okay, I'll take area code 727. And I see some other calls God is saying to take the call, so I don't want anyone to panic. I will get you. Area code 904, you're a little shaken up. It's going to hit you later. It's going to come. You know what? You probably don't even know about this settlement. But everybody, please understand, even as a prophet of God, I still have to protect your privacy unless I'm led by the Lord to call you offline. Off the radio line, I will do so. But other than that, God is speaking and God is moving. God bless you, every code 727, and thank you for holding.
Thank you, and God bless you.
And how are you?
Very well. Very well.
Okay, well, listen, you're smiling, so that's a good thing. How can I be a blessing to you?
What does the Lord have in store, and how can I be of service in the coming 3 months?
Oh, wow. Well, let me ask you something. What is the distance between you and your mother?
Physical, emotional, spiritual?
All around.
She has been reaching out to me more than ever. She had a very difficult relationship with her mother and
Okay. Successfully
transferred that to me.
Okay.
In recent days, she's having some very, very mild, I need to stress, very mild, sort of beginning Alzheimer's. She forgets that she's called. She forgets that she's just told you something.
Okay, well, guess what?
Wait.
Well, guess what? The prophecy tonight is really for your mother. It's not for you. Your time will be with her for the next 3 months because she does really need you, and you need her. The Lord will allow this time for any open holes, leaks, gap in the relationship, whether it's with you or prior to her mother or any other family member, be amended. She does have Alzheimer's, but I want to let you know that on occasions she does know what she's talking about, and it's not the Alzheimer's. that is affecting her. I want you to be a little bit more patient, if possible. If you can get a little memo pad book and write down the things that she says, because she's going to be telling you some things that you did not know about and that you never heard before. So your holding time tonight was for your mother, but God had to speak this word through you to prepare you for what's coming next in the season for your life, and that's the word of the Lord for you.
Can you tell me what the fulfillment of the estrangement has been about?
Well, that's the process of you connecting the prophecy that I just gave you. See, a lot of times we want the information before the process, and the process really has to happen first. And the process doesn't begin until the journey begins, and the journey has started now. And as you go through the process with your mother, you will begin to understand things more greater and a lot of things that have been happening that are not clear to you. And sometimes as a prophet, revealing that before it's time can also cause damage to the prophecy, meaning the word of God, and it also could cause damage to you. So I only can reveal what God has spoken concerning you, and tonight was your mother.
Okay.
Okay, and God bless you.
You also. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you all. Of course, we are over at 6:30 time. I'm not quite sure if we're still broadcasting live, but I want to be obedient to the Lord, and I'm going to take caller 447. God bless you on this evening, and thank you for calling in.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from England.
From England?
Yes, I am.
Okay, wonderful England. Nice to meet you. Nice to talk with you. How can I help you on this evening?
Yep, thanks for taking my call again. My question very quickly is, I have applied for a job with a company called Aptus. I gave the interview last week, and I am really waiting to hear back from them. So do you see them coming back to me anytime this week? How soon do you see them responding with the offer which I would want to accept?
Right now, well, let me just explain to you what I spiritually see for you. I see employment, but not in England. Were you looking to relocate for employment if you have to?
Not really. This company called Aptus is a US-based company, but they have clients in England as well. So they I would need to go to the US for training.
Okay. Now, let me just say to you and all the listeners, this is what I am picking up. So if that means that you will be outside of England, Atlanta, Georgia, have you heard of Georgia? Atlanta, Georgia?
I have heard of Georgia, yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that means that you are going to have to relocate for employment. But I want to ask you, where exactly is the training-based state? Because I'm seeing Atlanta, Georgia.
They are based in California. The company is headquartered in California.
Okay. Do you know if they have any headquarters in that location?
I do not. I will have to look up. But if, even if it, there is, it would just be for 3 weeks, and then I would come back to the UK.
Right. That's what I. That's what I see. And I'm going to tell you one other thing that I see, and I'm going to end this call. I see. You know what I see? I see your passport being stamped. That's what I see.
Right. Do you see them giving me the pay which I would like to, which I would be happy to accept the offer?
Well, it's very funny that you say the pay, because I'm going to tell you what it means. I actually seen a coin, C-O-I-N, and I'm going to take that coin as currency and currency as change. So there's a possibility what you have asked for shall be given.
Sorry, say that again.
That means that it's a possibility what you have asked for as for the salary. It could mean that they are going to give it to you, because I seen a coin, C-O-I-N, and that means change, okay?
Right. Yes, okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
And,
thank you.
Being the right company for me to work for?
Well, let me tell you this. You cannot swim until you learn how to swim first. So go through the process of learning, and then you could begin the process of whether or not if you want to branch out or if this is for you and all these other things. You can't know too much all at one time, because there is no progress and growth if you don't go through the process of change. Okay?
Yes, thank you. Thanks a lot.
And thank you for calling into the show.
Thank you. I'll call in again to
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I got disconnected. If you hear me, thank you so much, England, for calling into the show. I'm going to take one last quick caller and just thank her faithfully for being with us tonight. And Prophecy Night has ended. God bless you, area code 832.
Hi, how you doing, Captain? God bless you.
Yes,
so
God
good
bless
to hear
you.
Your
thank
voice.
Yes, yes, and good to hear yours. And thank you for staying
thank
with
you.
Me tonight. Yes, and all the callers. Yes, how are you today?
I'm fine. I thank God for that. I'm fine.
Wonderful.
Thank God.
Thank God. I didn't want to end the show without speaking to you. Thank you for
that was
calling
so
in.
Sweet.
And
yes,
thank
God
you for staying on the line.
I will. You know that. I'm going to hang in there with you.
Okay. God bless you.
And God bless you. And thank you. You have a blessed night. Okay? And I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
God bless you all. That's Prophecy Night. We have long aired off. Let's pray to God that Blog Talk Radio continues to call this broadcast. You can join me here at Prophecy Night Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll quickly, Blog Talk Radio will allow, we're going to have Missionary John Ennis bless us on Monday, February 15th, with a topic titled, Are They Kings in the Kingdom? And then starting the first Wednesday of March, it's going to be Relationship Night right here on Prophecy Night. And in the month of April, only every Friday, we'll have a company of prophets speaking to you all on the line. God bless you all. Thank you all for joining me live. I look forward to seeing you all on Wednesday. God bless you all.